The Daily Dilemma on Beat.
Okay, as I said, a bit of a theme to the show today. Are you ready for this one? Sit down, strap yourselves in. Hi, lads. Dilemma for you. I moved back in with my mother before Christmas. A while ago, she planted her daffodil bulbs. And when I say she has some display, it's no lie. There must be close to 200 daffodils in the garden. They're stunning and she is so proud of them, and rightly so. People stop to look at them when they walk by. But we've discovered that our cow of an extra neighbour has been stealing them and putting them in her porch window in a vase. Another neighbour actually caught her in the act. She is brazen out. It's so rude, but my mam is too nice to say anything. I want to take this further. I know she leaves the porch open, so I want to break in and take them back. Mam won't let me because she said this is breaking and entering, but they are our daffodils. Anyone else got issues like this dealing with a neighbour? What are my options here? Please advise.
Oh, God.
Wow. I mean,
I'd do it.
You'd break in.
Well,
take the daffodils.
It's technically not breaking in if it's just like a porch and you're just.
Killian, it's 100%.
Sorry now. Like, if I knew my mam had went to the trouble of planting daffodils or tulips or whatever kind of flowers she has and someone's coming along and robbing them, are you for certain they've robbed them?
Well, they said they have. Another neighbour has caught them in the act. First of all, right? I am a rules person.
Okay,
and
me
even
too.
Though you have, your mum has been wronged, according to this neighbour who's reported.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Well, also you haven't caught her in the act, so you just have to be very careful. I wouldn't be going into somebody's porch. Look, surely, like, I actually think this is like a genuinely really annoying thing to have happen, right? Because if your mom, I know my mom is so proud of the garden. If your mom is so proud of what she's done, but she's too nice to say anything, and you're slowly watching your daffodils disappear, I'd be really annoyed. Absolutely. But that doesn't give you the right to break in when you don't know 100% for sure that the neighbour has taken them. Surely there's some kind of, like, is there not a neighbourhood watch or a WhatsApp group or a, you know, one of those kind of, like, a lot of
societies?
Estates.
Yeah. Committees.
Not society. The neighbourhood society.
Like a little Facebook group.
Yeah, Facebook group or something like that. I mean, I think it's awful. I think it's an awful thing that's happened to your mom. It's just about how to figure out to get to the bottom of... I suppose you could knock on the door.
I have two opinions on it. Like I have a neighbour next door and, like, we're really close to them. But if I knew that, like, David had took something on me, I'd just go in and take it back out of the porch if it was there. If I knew the porch was open, I wouldn't see that. Like, it's not like I'm going into his living room or up to his bedroom and rummaging into his stuff. Like, if it's just daffodils, it's not like you're robbing 60 million euro out of the porch.
But
I just go in and take them. Give me a second. But then on the flip side, I'm like, you have 200 daffodils, love. They're only flowers. Only flowers, show. I'd say max what she took, 5 or 6, and you're crying over a few daffodils, and my mam has been wronged. She's been wronged with the daffodils. You can get daffodils on the side of the road, like, they grow, like, anywhere.
I think that's very unfair to say if it's something that somebody has put an awful lot of hard work.
You have 200. It's like me going, ooh, I have $60 million and someone took €2 on me, I want it back.
No, Killian, that's different.
I'm sorry, if everybody took 2 daffodils, there'd be no daffodils left in the garden.
Yeah,
like,
everyone's
come on.
Sure, then what do you do? Go to the guards over daffodils.
I'm going on, knocking on the neighbour's door and going, come here, my daffodils are missing. Did you notice anyone in there?
And then you're looking directly at her vase with the daffodils in it. I suppose the best thing to do would be to find out if there is anybody here who has any previous experience of dealing with awkward neighbours. An incident like this, come forward this morning, help this girl out. Let's see what we can do.
Ring the guards. The guards are to be rang.
Let's get through some of the messages, starting with Sarah. It's not about the daffodils. It's the point of trespassing and taking something that does not belong to you. I personally would just say to her, I don't appreciate you picking my flowers without asking, but if you're not the confrontational type, I would get a mini CCTV that connects to your phone. If you don't want that, you can get a fake sign that says CCTV in operation. It might deter her from doing it in the future. I mean, it is
clever.
The point, it is the point as well that we've kind of overlooked of, like, somebody actually walking onto your property and, like, taking your, you know, like, it's
that's
just
a fair point. It is, at the end of the day, it is
Stephen, it's your home,
just,
like,
as you said, perspective is everything. I'm just thinking, spending all that money on CCTV for daffodils. for just the springtime. But anyway, we'll move on. We'll move on. Liz was on, print an A3 sheet of paper saying, "Do not touch my peeping daffodils." Maybe followed up with, "I will find you and I will kill you." Very Liam Neeson of you.
Yeah. Tina said, and this is quite the theory, maybe the lady is buying hers and the one who's seen her is taking them. Ooh. Get a doorbell camera. It's the only way you know for sure. You'll have her on camera. You can frighten the life out of the culprit by talking through the camera to them. "Hello, I see you." "They are my daffodils."
Sandra says, "I think I would go to the neighbour and say, 'Look, we've just noticed that you are taking some of our daffodils and we would really appreciate the fact that you love our daffodils, but they're there for everybody to enjoy, and if you cut them and put them in a vase, they won't last long, but the longer they are in the ground, the longer they will stay alive and then everybody can enjoy looking at them. Can you please just stop?" Now, Joanne has a very ethical idea, I think. Joanne, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
We're good, darling. How are you this morning?
Grand, not a bother.
Okay, talk to us. What is your take on this and how would you approach it? If it was your house and they were your daffodils, how would you feel?
Well, I must be in very good humour today because I'm coming up with a nice little calm way of saying it.
Okay.
Put up a sign just saying, "Please don't pick my daffodils or my flowers. They're here to feed the bees." So do you know the way if you've got a very weedy garden and you're lazy and don't want to have to pluck it, you put one of these signs up saying, "Excuse the weeds, I'm feeding the bees." You can do that.
Well, I mean, look, it's a fair point, and it also it may make her stop in her tracks and go, "Oh, do you know what? That's fair enough. I'm not going to take those anymore." It's an interesting take on it, I suppose. Can I ask you, have you ever had to deal with a neighbour that you had an issue with?
No, thank God, not yet.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate your bee advice this morning. I think it was a worthy take on it.
Thank you so much, Joanne. Have a lovely day. We'll fly through some of the voice notes here. Orla was on to us this morning.
I think I just say to the neighbour, "Oh my God, the daffodils are lovely in the porch. I love my daffodils as well, Jeannie Mac. If you want any daffodils, let me know and I'll get you some." And then see if she owns up and says, "Oh, look, I actually took some of your daffodils already." And just say, "Oh, look, that's no bother at all. But if you want any more, let me know and I'll pick them for you." Something like that. Don't know. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Amy was also on to us.
"No, now, lads, I'd be bullying if someone came in and took my daffodils out of my garden. Like, that's my choice to have them there. If someone wants daffodils in their vase, they can either go to Tesco's and buy them for themselves, or as Killian said, go and take them off the side of the road. But do not take them from my garden or I'm coming for you."
Coming for you. We've literally just got a picture in from Tina, who has photographed some wild daffodils.
Wild in the wild. Susie was onto us, and I think this is the best way to sum it up.
Okay, go for
it.
I have only one thing to say. You were robbed!
Yes, girl!